You're listening to Confidence on the Go, your go-to podcast for motivation, inspiration, and confidence to help you boldly and bravely take action in your pursuit of living life to the fullest. I'm your host, confidence coach and personal trainer, Trish Blackwell, and it's my absolute honor and pleasure to spend some time with you each week to celebrate this beautiful thing called life. What's up, everyone? Trish Blackwell here. This is Confidence on the Go, episode number 174. And today we are talking about confidence habits. Well, first off, if you're new to the show, huge welcome. I want you to know that this is a community, an online virtual tribe that believes in being more. We call it the Be More Movement. We believe in being more of who we are in our mind, our movement, and our meaning. In other words, in what we do physically, mentally, and spiritually, so that we can give the best version of ourselves to this world, because we all know the world needs more love, more light, more people doing the right thing. And that's where we come in. We're encouraging one another along the way to grow in our personal development journey so that every day we become more and more of who we were created to be. What we're talking about in this week's episode is how habits shape not just your present, but your future, and how to start establishing good habits. Then I'm going to share 5 unexpected ways to create confidence as a habit. So these are 5 things and 5 unexpected ways that you can actually create a habit out of confidence. And then I'm also going to share with you the best way, in my humble opinion, to make happiness your habit, and then therefore actually as a byproduct, confidence, because I really think confidence and happiness are kind of like BFFs. They hang out together all the time. So where there's one, there often is the other. So we're going to talk about how to make the happiness is a habit. So before we dive into the content, though, a quick hello to all my Keep the Faith listeners out there. You guys, thank you for being a part of this extended community of contagious encouragement. Also, brief sponsorship note, you guys, this podcast is sponsored and brought to you by my partner, Beauty Counter. I'm so honored to be walking alongside a company like Beauty Counter. We are a disruptive company in the cosmetic and personal care industry, and are super committed to being the most transparent in our business practices and in our ingredient selection, putting safety over everything, because we do not believe that anybody should have to sacrifice their health for beauty. And the reality is that there's not been a law changed regulating the cosmetic industry. It's a major one since 1938, meaning that it's the wild, wild west of what we're putting on our skins and our bodies and our children. And it's not good. You know, in the European Union, over 1,400 chemicals were outlawed because they're known to be cancer-causing, endocrine disrupting, and toxic to human health. In the United States, only 11 of that 1,400 are banned. And so here at Beauty Counter, we're trying to do something about that. So if you want to find out more about the mission of Beauty Counter, go check out beautycounter.com/Trish Blackwell. Or if you want to just do some shopping and start getting safer products that are beautiful for yourself, go shopping at beautycounter.com/Trish Blackwell. Or if you want to be an educator like me and join me in partnering with Beauty Counter and allow me to mentor you to make an amazing business out of this, I would love to do that. Send me an email, trish@trishblackwell.com, and I'll give you all the details. So let's open up with a great quote from Gandhi. Your beliefs become your thoughts. Your thoughts become your words. Your words become your actions. Your actions become your habits. Your habits become your values. Your values become your destiny. So you guys, really, what we believe and what we think becomes what we speak, and what we speak becomes what we do. What we do on a daily basis become our habits. Our habits create our value system, and our value system determines everything about what our story is going to tell here in life. And the reality is that, you know, the bottom line, the reason I shared that quotation with you is that habits shape us. And so we need to start establishing them with intention. And one of my favorite quotes, and this actually used to be part of my personal training profile when I started personal training, is from Aristotle. He wrote that we are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. We don't become excellent. We don't become great. We don't become confident from one small act. We become these things. We become the things that we want to become in life by doing them over and over, because we become that which we repeatedly do. And man, that encourages me, because some days we're not going to be on point. That's okay. But if you keep doing it and you keep repeatedly doing one thing over and over, something good, that will become who you are. You will become a person of excellence. And I, you know, you guys have heard me talk about in some of the anti-perfectionism, recovering perfectionist podcast episodes I've done in the past of, you know, if we're really in the pursuit of finding freedom from perfectionism, a lot of the times, one of the tools that's been really helpful for me in self-reflection and in growth and changing my perfectionistic tendencies is to ask myself if I'm trying to pursue perfect or if I'm pursuing excellence, because I want to be a person of excellence. Perfection doesn't exist, so I don't even lie and convince myself that I'm pursuing that. I want to pursue excellence, and I like that. How do I pursue excellence? Well, Aristotle has it right there for us. We pursue excellence by repeating something over and over again and creating amazing habits, what I'd like to call high-level habits. And so, I want to ask you, what high-level habits do you have right now? Can you think of 3 high-level habits that are raising your life to the next level? And then the follow-up question is, what low-level habits do you need to get rid of? I've got a couple right now, actually. I'm feeling they're coming right to mind. You know, sometimes a low-level habit for me is not stretching at night. Like sometimes at night after 8 p.m., I kind of shut down. And the problem is that then sets me up for some not setting myself up for success the next day. Habits, you guys, when I think about it, habits have shaped everything about who I am and about what I do. And I like that through habits, I can see growth, because habits become intuitive to me. Then I can see that they've grown into me. I also know that for me, my habits give me a sense of control. They also help me automate a lot of my life. You know, like when you set up these habits that are a high level, excellent habits, I mean, they become, you know, on autopilot and it becomes part of what you do. They really do. What they do is they free up brain space for you to have the capacity to spend time on the things that are more important. Through habits, you can make hard decisions easier, and discipline actually just simply becomes your go-to nature, because it's what you're used to doing. It's repeated over and over. And so habits make hard decisions easier. It requires less willpower to do the right thing because you've created a repeated act of excellence. I know that, you know, because I've established high level habits in my life, I end up having more free time than most other quote unquote, like, and put a quote, air quotes around this word, busy people, because I'm busy but I also have more free time than a lot of people who are as busy or even less busy than I am, simply because I've created habits to structure my day and my life. And then also for me, like another thing that habits have done really well is they've given me the ability to feel just that structure to my day, and to structure to say, like, I'm moving towards growth and development in these particular areas. Well, as long as I keep doing this habit, then I can know that I'm stepping forward each day towards those areas. And I don't have to get upset or overworked or overthink or get anxious or fearful that I'm not making progress, because if I keep doing these habits, I am doing what I need to do. And that gives me this freedom, this peace of mind. And I'm recording this. I just watched swimming on the Olympics. This is the season of the Olympics. It's so exciting. And y'all know I love sports, and you know that I jam out on like sports analogies, but I really do. I really love the fact that the sport of swimming and watching high level athletes, you know, having been a high level athlete and then watching high level athletes and knowing that they are at the level they're at, and they're at this level of just world-class excellence, not necessarily always because they're the most talented. Now, a lot of them are, but not all of them. But they're at the level that they're at because they've set out before themselves and committed to a series of habits, high-level habits of excellence. And I really go back and I think high-level habits and habits of excellence have become a natural part of my structure for my life, because it's what I was taught as a young athlete, as a young swimmer. and it's carried me through my athletic career. And so I want to help you, and if you haven't yet already, start establishing new habits now. And there's a couple ways. One, I think the first question is what I asked you just a couple minutes ago, of what high-level habits do you currently have? What are working for you and what aren't? And then what are some low-level habits that you need to get rid of that aren't habits of excellence that you just need to identify and kick to the curb? And then to start establishing new habits and replacing. It's not that we need to stop doing something. We need to replace it with something else. So to do that, get a habit partner or an accountability coach. I serve as an accountability and confidence coach for a lot of people to help them change their habits to the next level, so to speak. Decide to implement no more than 3 new habits at one time. I think it's sometimes we go all out and we just try to, you know, change everything. Start baby steps. Life is about baby steps. Focus on maintaining your habit for just 30 days. I think if you focus on making a habit for a year or a lifetime, it becomes overwhelming and then it becomes exhaustive. No, 30 days. Just do it for 30 days. And then do it for another 30 days, and then just keep doing it day after day. I think it's also really important to know why you're doing a specific habit. Like, not just the why, but like get 5 whys deep in asking yourself. So if you're trying to break the habit of sugar, it's why does that matter? Well, why are you trying to break your sugar addiction? Okay, so maybe it's for weight loss. Okay, but what does the weight loss mean to you? Maybe it's for some self-confidence with your body. What does that really mean? Well, maybe the deep why is that you don't want to be putting, you know, addictive substances into your body, and you want to really fuel the tank that is your one vehicle for life, your body, with the utmost respect. And that's also like, that's the deepest why of why you really want to restrict that sugar versus like, oh, I can lose weight next week. You know what I mean? Like, get deep, deep, know why you're doing a specific habit. And then also never underestimate the power of small changes. You guys, small changes. I mean, you can just, the slight shift, like a 1-degree shift in something can change everything about it, about your experience of that thing, or about how you walk through and walk out a habit. So I would say, when you're considering what new high-level habits you want to implement in your life this week, don't overthink it. Don't make them too big. Small changes can change significant amounts of the direction of your life and the direction of your sales. And so, as promised, I wanted to share this concept of confidence as a habit. And you guys have heard me tell you before that I really, really firmly believe that confidence is a choice. It's not just something that you're born with. It's something that we are all born with. All you have to do is watch a child with their carefree joy and elation to know that we are born confident. We lose that along the way somewhere, but I firmly believe that wherever we lost in adolescence or in adulthood, that it's accessible for everyone still. It's a choice. It's a habit that we set up to create a high level of living. And here's some unexpected ways that are really the result, that confidence is the result of a small daily mindset decision. These 5 ideas of habits are for anyone who wants to be confident. The first one is to really understand that confident people talk to themselves. So that's the habit, talking to yourself. Now, you might think, well, Trish, that sounds like crazy, but it's not. Like, I can actually attribute that talking to myself and being open and about talking to myself has played a really major role in my personal development over the past 10 years, helping me find freedom from my eating disorder and my body image dysmorphia and my exercise addiction, and helping me work through and be vulnerable and open to change and growth. And that is by talking to myself. So confident people really do habitually engage in this self-talk. And that would be through morning affirmations, meditations, proclamations. And what that does is this, like, speaking things to life and speaking things out loud deepens the neurological grooves of your thought patterns. And you do it on a daily basis. It's going to do it each and every day. And it affirms who you are and who you want to be and become. And additionally, by routinely talking to yourself throughout the day, you give yourself this, like, sort of this, like, personal pump-up talk. Like, and it, what it does is it realigns truth in your mind when self-doubt, stress, or negativity might rise and try to sneak in and discourage you into feeling secure, overwhelmed, or tired. So that self-talk do not underestimate the value of that as a habit in choosing to engage in positive self-talk, because so many of us have chosen a low-level habit of negative self-talk and being really hard on ourselves, and that gets us nowhere. Okay, the second maybe unexpected habit that's going to really be a great boost of confidence for you is that you dish out compliments. Complimenting others is this, actually, it's like a sneaky psychological way to actually boost your own self-confidence. Because first off, what you put out is what you get back. But what we put out in the world is what we receive in turn. And so when we compliment others, even before that psychological boomerang effect comes back and takes place, we actually begin to reap the reward of positive affirmation simply because we're saturating our mind with good things. And what we think about become the words that we also say to others, but also the words we say to ourselves. And when we voice that, it becomes an environment of good thinking overall. And so confident people really know and remember that comparison's the thief of confidence. And so it's like, by complimenting others, it's almost like you lock the doors to the invasion of comparison. By showering others with compliments, you're saying, there's enough here. There's enough for everybody to be wonderful. That scarcity mindset of comparison really causes us to shudder and cower and go into a scarcity mindset. And it really gets us nowhere, and it steals our confidence. So the most confident, successful people, I really believe, are the ones who are most generous with their compliments. And one thing I've recommended for clients is, if you're not sure where to start, or if you compliment people enough, or, hey, am I complimenting people enough to receive this confidence habit in return? I'm a numbers girl. I get it. I like things to be written down. I would say start with 15 compliments a day. Are you complimenting 15 different things in people's lives per day? It doesn't have to be to 15 different people. Some of us don't see 15 people in one single day. But are you really going out of your way to compliment 15 times a day? Because you guys, by celebrating others, we highlight this beautiful thing that is the differences between all of us. And that celebration of differences serves as a reminder that we are really meant to be different. And it's unrealistic and unhealthy to compare ourselves to anyone else. Why would we ever compare ourselves or engage in comparison if we already know we're supposed to be different? It's a crazy route to get to that, the fact that complimenting other people really elevate your own self-confidence. But it works. It really does. Okay, your third unexpected high-level habit of confidence is that confident people consider themselves in recovery. So a lot of them is they're in recovery from perfectionism, but it could be something different. But I really do, from my research and my experience and my client and exposure as a confidence coach, the happiest and most confident people in the world, those are the ones who have learned to live in the present and really find like true joy, y'all, true joy in the daily trials of life, are the ones who have checked themselves into recovery from perfectionism. In short, like a better way to say it is like to identify as a recovering perfectionist, just like we were talking about a couple minutes ago, and to really, maybe it's better phrased to say that this habit is like getting into the mindset to go, I'm over trying to impress people. I'm over trying to pretend I have it all together. Like, I'm totally open to be vulnerable, authentic, and like real. And what I love about that, when you realize you're over trying to put up this facade and trying to impress people and just instead just love people and live and serve others, your realness, and that it becomes magnetic and appealing and like charismatic. And that magnetism has this compound effect, because people then become naturally drawn to you, because people don't care about what you know. They care about how you make them feel. And when you're loving and you are just real, people are going to be drawn to that, because you make them feel good, because you help them feel okay being just themselves. They know you're a safe place to be, and you encourage them to do the same. Well, all of a sudden, honestly, think about this. If you find yourself having people drawn to you and enjoying your company, there's that byproduct effect that you're going to start feeling more confident about who you are, because it's hard not to when everybody just wants to be around you. So that's the trickle-down effect of really going into recovery from perfectionism and saying, I don't need to pretend to be perfect. I just need to be real. The fourth habit that I've really seen confident people employ well is that confident people believe in repetition. And it goes back to what Aristotle was saying, that, like, you know, excellence is that which we repeatedly do over and over, and that's who we become. And so Confidence, y'all, confidence comes from consistent habits. Confident people take training mental muscles as seriously as they would take their training their physical muscles. And, you know that, like, we don't become positive people. We don't become confident people. We don't become effective people overnight. It's not a pill. This happens by doing the same thing over and over, over and over. And, you know, we don't become grateful and having really a true spirit that's like of, you know, this high level gratitude in our soul unless we really are engaging in the practice of gratitude. Gratitude journaling or gratitude prayer or meditation on a daily basis. It's not a one and done, oh yeah, one time I did a gratitude journal. It's a daily repeated thing that needs to be done over and over and over. And because repetition takes this over time, confident people are in tune and honest enough to know that, listen, vulnerabilities, fear, insecurity, self-doubt, those things are part of life. So those aren't going to disappear overnight and they're going to keep creeping in. So rather than just assume that you're going to be totally confident and you know, free for the rest of your life, like they know that they're going to need to continue these positive, confident habits because they're going to need them throughout their whole life. That this is something that's a work in process, always going to be growing in. Another way to say it is the habit of confidence is confident people don't believe in a finish line. It's a journey. There is no finish line. So you don't stop the great habits. And then the fifth unexpected like habit that I think maybe a lot of people don't realize, and if I was going to pick one habit to start with, this is the one I would recommend for anyone to start with. And so that confident people do one thing every day that scares them. In other words, they channel their inner Eleanor Roosevelt, you know, like really, really saying like, I'm going to lean into fear. It's like what we talked about in one of the most recent podcast episodes about facing fear and walking through it and embracing it and making friends with it. Because the more hard things you do, the more you face fear, the more comfortable you're going to be outside of your comfort zone. And by doing one thing every day that scares you and making that your credo, you're then able to get more comfortable with facing fear as this daily part of life. And then knowing that you're always going to, when you face more fear more and more times over and over, you keep proving to yourself, oh my gosh, I can do hard things. Oh my goodness, I do have something to be confident about. Oh my gosh, I am confident. I am competent. I am capable. And then you realize, oh my gosh, I'm not sure where I'm going to get the strength from. I'm not sure where I'm going to have the courage, but I know that I will always be able to find it and be able to and be bold and triumph through it. So if you get used to walking through fear and leaning into it and knowing that fear is okay, it's a good sign that you're doing something right if you're feeling a little bit fearful because you're stepping outside of your comfort zone. And life happens. The great things of life, like real life, happens when you get off the sidelines of life. And like, let's face it, the sidelines are the comfort zone. In the game is where the action happens. And so this confidence habit, like if you were to say, Trish, which habit do I start with? Like I want these high level habits. I don't know where to start. If it'd be one I would start you with, it'd be this one. Channel your inner Eleanor Roosevelt and just say, I'm going to do one thing every day that scares you. They don't have to be big things. Maybe they are big things. Maybe it's starting to write that book. Maybe it's deciding you're going to get on an airplane, even if you're afraid of flying, or it's calling the radio because you've been afraid to call the radio, but you really desperately have been trying to win that sweepstakes and just, you know, want to be one of those callers who calls in. Maybe it's speaking your voice to your partner and because you're afraid of being rejected or they might leave you if you actually tell them how you feel. Maybe it's wearing a tighter shirt at the gym. There's so many levels that fear expresses itself in so many ways. It doesn't matter where you start. It doesn't matter what you do, but do one thing every day that scares you and your confidence is going to become a habit of excellence for you. There's no doubt in my mind about that. Okay, now that you've got the five, really some really, I think five strong guidelines of ways that you can establish confidence as a habit, I want to talk to you about how to make happiness a habit. And this is so simple. Actually, this week's episode is going to be nice and short and sweet and to the point. And I hope that serves you well. But here's a great quote. And then I'm going to, off this quote, give you this one action item for how to make happiness. And like we said, confidence, because confidence and happiness are BFFs. How to make it a habit. It's a Gordon Parks quote, who was a groundbreaking American photographer, musician, poet, novelist, journalist, activist, okay, and film director. He said, enthusiasm is the electricity of life. How do you get it? You act enthusiastic until you make it a habit. Like, I read that and I was blown away. Like, I actually had to stop. I think I reread it and then I wrote it out. But, and here it is for you again. And guys, by the way, you can always get everything that I talk about on these episodes at my show notes. The show notes are stored on my website, trishblackwell.com/174. So whatever episode you're listening to, the show notes will be there. Or you can just go to trishblackwell.com/podcasts. My entire archive is there. Here's that quote again. Enthusiasm is the electricity of life. How do you get it? You act enthusiastic until you make it a habit. So let's substitute that. How do you get happiness? You act happy until you make it a habit. How do you get confidence? You act confident until you make it a habit. Honestly, act happy and confident until it becomes a habit and it works. And furthermore, I really liked Park's quote because this enthusiasm being the electricity of life, it takes confidence to allow yourself to be enthusiastic about anything because you're putting your heart out there and allowing yourself to be joyful and expressive and elated. And enthusiasm is one of the most beautiful things in life. And I love that. I would agree. It is the electricity of life. So do you want to be enthusiastic? Do you want to be confident? You want to be happy? Well, just do it. Do it, and it's going to become part of who you are and what you do. Now, guys, I want to highlight the listener of the episode. I hope that inspires you. I hope you decide to make confidence, happiness, enthusiasm, all of that a habit this week. And I would love to know what your high-level habits are going to be. Make sure you hit me up on Facebook. It's Trish Blackwell Fitness on Facebook or on Instagram, Trish_Blackwell. Or on Twitter, it's @TrainerTrish, though I don't spend as much time on Twitter. So the listener of the episode is awesome. And she is someone I want to highlight. Her name is Kate. She said, "Hi, Trish. I recently discovered your podcasts and have been making a habit of listening to one each morning while I work out or have my morning cup of coffee. It has become something I look forward to every day. It starts my day on a positive note and allows for some time for me to check in with myself before the day really gets started. Your most recent podcast, called You Have Time, really resonated with me, and it was as if you knew exactly what I was struggling with and thought, I think my friend Kate could use this message right now. I cannot tell you how many times I have found myself saying I'm just so busy, and last night I broke down and realized that I would never not feel not busy. It wasn't until I was listening to your podcast and you outlined signs that you had poor time management that I realized I fit many of those descriptions. Thank you for helping me make the realization that value does not always come from productivity. Starting today, I am eliminating, quote, I am so busy from my vocabulary, and I plan on taking a closer look at how I'm spending time in my day to find those pockets of things, time for things to do that make me happy and add value to my life and the lives of people I love. Things like taking a walk with my fiance, calling my grandma to catch up, or sending my best friend a new book to read will energize me more than anything else on my to-do list. Thank you for sharing your wisdom and positive outlook with others. Your friend, Kate O'Hara." And Kate, I love that. And I want to say congratulations to you on creating a habit where you've said, I'm eliminating this justification, this cop-out, this phrase for my life. And I'm not going to say I'm too busy anymore. I'm not using it because there are pockets of time. It's all about time management and about your priorities. And I love it. I absolutely love what you said. And I obviously this, you're being highlighted also because you talked immediately, your first sentence to me was about habits. And this being an episode on habits, I was like, this is, the stars are aligning. She is meant to be listener of the episode. And I hope that, Kate, I hope that your story inspires others to say, you know what? I'm going to create better habits in my life. And maybe putting good things in my ears every morning needs to be a habit that I'm consistent with. Or somebody out there who feels like they're struggling with time management or they're feeling like they're too busy. Go back a couple weeks back, you guys. It might be episode 172 that says, you're too busy. You are not too busy. And go and get the tips from that episode. I hope that will serve you well. And Kate, so that's awesome. I hope your habit is still going well and that you're feeling amazing and energized from it. So you guys, couple quick announcements and then we'll close out the show. I hope you've gotten a copy of my newest book, Insecurity Detox. If you haven't, it's available in bookstores everywhere. And I cannot tell you the way my heart overflows with joy when I hear about somebody who has shared their story with me about how this book has changed their life. You guys, I wasn't even planning on saying this, and I don't even have words to say because I can't express that, the joy that I feel. But the book is changing lives and inspiring people, and really has been a great tool. It's a 30-day tool for you to use as you need, but it's really a workbook. I want you to think about it as like a workbook with 90 detoxes to help infuse your life with confidence, mentally, physically, and spiritually. So if you haven't yet got a copy of that, get it at insecuritydetox.com or anywhere books are sold. If you have gotten a copy and it has been moving or inspirational to you in any way, I would really, really, really covet that you might consider taking 2 minutes to go into Amazon and write a review for the book, because that's how the book world knows that people like the book. I would really, really appreciate that, and thank you so much in advance for that. And y'all, next announcement. This is exciting. I told you it was coming up. It's going to be Sunday, September 4th. Okay, huge news. Sunday, September 4th, I am opening the doors to my signature program, Breakout. It's a 30-day intense. So it's intense. Like, you got to be serious about wanting major change in your life. Intense program, virtual program done with me. You get FaceTime coaching with me as well. Email support for 30 full days to break out and become the best version of you. I can only take 10 people in this September class. I only offer it every 4 months. I would love to have a spot for you. You can find out more at trishblackwell.com/breakout. It's BREAKOUT. I, of course, have a 30-day money-back guarantee. The program is worth 5 times what I actually charge for it. It is life-changing, and it's something, it's a heartbeat of what I do. It's like one of my favorite times of year when I get to offer the program and open the doors to new students, because, oh man, it's awesome. It's what I jam out on. It is what I'm meant to do, to help coach people to excellence. And you guys, whatever your goal is, like, we will get there together. It's that is my commitment to you, if you're willing to put your commitment and your time and your effort in. Again, there's only 10 spots. We start Sunday, September 4th. So think of this as your personal back to school. Time commitment, you guys, it's 15 minutes a day. 15 to 30 at most, depends on how fast you go. Minutes a day of introspective, hands-on work that I will have for you, of journaling and action items and challenges. So if you have 15 to 30 minutes a day for 30 days that you want to commit to really take your life to the next level, that's why I say this is for people who are serious about high-level habits, about changing their life. I want to give you one of those spots. The spots are going to start filling up. This is the first announcement. I'm going to start actually marketing for those spots soon, but I'm giving my podcast audience the first opportunity to jump in and snag one of those spots. So email me at trish@trishblackwell.com if you just want to go straight to the horse's mouth and get set up with me, or just find out more about the program at trishblackwell.com/breakout. You guys have an amazing week. I apologize. I just found out that last week's episode didn't post to iTunes until like today when I'm recording. So I'm so sorry for that. Actually, what happened was a technical glitch on my side. There's a little box when I post the post that I'm supposed to check, and I didn't. It was embarrassing. I had to contact, I tried 3 times on my own. I kept uploading it. I contacted my web developer, and he was like, Trish, you forgot like the most obvious thing. So my sincere apologies for that to you guys. If you feel like you missed out some content, don't worry. It's up. It's live. Now, hopefully you're hearing it on the day that you were meant to hear it. I hope that the day you heard it is more applicable to the day it would have been released. That's my prayer and hope. So thank you for your understanding. You guys know it's my commitment to get new content and new coaching out to you every week, every Tuesday, without fail, and I've been doing it for 4 years. So I never want to let you down in that aspect, because it's my commitment to you. It's my commitment to you as your confidence coach and your number one cheerleader in life. So I love y'all. I hope you have an amazing week. Go out there today. Go be the best version of you, because the world needs that you. Go be you. Be you. Be free. Thanks for listening. You can get more confidence resources at trishblackwell.com. If you love the show, let me know. Write a review on iTunes or send me an email at trish@trishblackwell.com. Take your confidence to a new level by downloading my free daily guide to confidence, The Confidence Roadmap. You can grab your free roadmap at trishblackwell.com/roadmap. And you know what? I'm thankful for you. Yes, you. So thanks for being you.
Now go share the best of you with the world.